Blog Talk Radio.
Spirit of Truth Ministry now presents The Bible on Trial, a show that tests the teachings of Christianity against the words and the teachings that Jesus Christ gave to his own eyewitness disciples while he was here on earth. Join us for a challenging and unique study into truth, justice, and the kingdom of heaven.
Hello, hello, and welcome everyone to another edition of The Bible on Trial, brought to you by Spirit of Truth Ministry. My name is Dennis, and I'm sitting here with Rick in the studio with Dr. Don on the phone, and we are delighted that you've taken a few minutes out of your busy, busy schedule to join us here on January 29, 2021. Boy, has January gone fast. Wow. There has been a lot of stuff that has happened in January that is mind-boggling. It's amazing. And we will probably get to a little bit of that as a function of where we are in time. So stay tuned for some wonderful information. We also will be continuing our study into the life road and the death road prophecies of the end and how they are being confirmed right now by all sorts of things that are going on in the wide world. I just want to remind you of our primary website at spiritoftruthministry.net. There you will find a copy of our book, The Spirit of the Church, written by Rick Sterling and me and published way back in 2007. And it was not going to be published. We got it all done, and all of a sudden I get a call from the publisher, and they said, sorry, we can't do this. See you later. And I said, wait a minute. We signed a contract. And I said, if you can find a publisher that will publish our book under the same conditions that you agreed to when you took the manuscript, we'll be happy to do that. They couldn't, so they did publish it. Now, they did a shoddy job. The book turned out well, though, and what is in the book is the most important thing. We encourage you to read that. You can get it on our website at spiritoftruthministry.net. Just in the search, type in The Spirit of the Church, and you will be taken right there where you can read it. We also have...
read the latest article that was posted there. Very important.
Right.
For what's going on right now.
We also, and that article is also posted on our Facebook group page. And we encourage you to read that. That is, defines how the life road and the death road put us in a different place, literally, put us in a different place. So the other website is spiritoftruthministry.net/S-T-M, and there's lots of good information there as well. What is your Gab? By the way, I do have a Gab place now, opened up a Gab account. I'm still learning how to use it, but what is your Gab account, Rick?
At RS Wayfinder.
Okay. So you can go there, and we'll have chats. Let us have prayer, and we will get started. Father in heaven, Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, today is a magnificent day to be alive in this world and see your mighty hand taking control of issues in the world that will bring us to a totally unlooked for ending by the Christian world and by the world at large. Father, thank you for putting us in this place at this time to be your servants. to be able to teach and tell the world what is really happening. And we thank you for this opportunity in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, good morning, Rick. And good morning, Dr. Don.
Good morning to all.
So, are you feeling all right this morning, Dr. Don?
Well, like every time there's a weather change, which we've had, I'm like a well-cooked spaghetti. I feel fine, but I can hardly walk.
You're not al dente. Yeah, you're not al dente. You are. Okay, that's good. Like it. Well, remember, anytime you want to say something, go ahead and push number one, Dr. Don, and we'll get you on the air.
What is it?
Hang on.
What is the date today?
I said the date. It's
29.
January 29, 2021.
Okay, thank you.
Well, tell us, what's happening out there?
There's so much going on that my mind is supercharged, and I'm trying to keep up with it.
Mm-hmm.
In August, last August, I took a bold step. Basically, changing dramatically the focus of my understanding on apocalyptic prophecy.
And apropos of that very thing, the first program was the Bible on Trial, August 14, and the Revelation of Jesus, August 15. Those are the two dates that you revealed this brand new understanding about what it means to be either on the life road or on the death road as taught in the prophecies of those same things.
Now, before that, I had entertained the thought that in the election of 2016, God intervened because the world was not in a state of wickedness that would bring about the way it was described anyway, to start the end. And on my chart, which I call the final chart, I had the dates on there, and the dates were all built around timing that had been given in prophecy for the end of days solely. I had seen that there could be a relationship, not just merely a relationship, but there had to be a specific relationship to what happened at the end of the Great Tribulation. And that is, after the two witnesses were killed, a period of at least three and a half days needed to transpire between the fall equinox, which was the end of their testimony, and a new moon, which would end the 42 months given to the Gentiles to trample on the holy city. Also to the 5 months that was given to the beast from the abyss to bring about his mark and his oppression, the false prophet, etc., etc. And that five-month period would end on the new moon following the fall equinox. That all occurred in 2019. Now, when I say that all occurred, the celestial timing, where the new moon came 5 days after the fall equinox. That time frame necessitated the start where the message would go out to the world that would bring in the 144,000. The 144,000 then would awaken the 10 sleeping bridesmaids. Now, there it wasn't 10 represented the kingdom, the kingdom of God. They were all sound asleep. I mean, the kingdom of the heavens or the kingdom of God. They were all sound asleep. The 144,000 were to awaken them and testify in accordance with the truth. And those who had the oil of the Holy Spirit would recognize it as the truth. They would complete the sanctification process, which they had started but hadn't completed. And when they completed the sanctification process, they would enter the marriage hall, which is the kingdom. That all would be, that part of the process would be completed at around the end of February or the first part of March 2016. Now, that didn't happen. And I understand now, I didn't at the time, I was quite frustrated and
confused,
upset. I did not allow my disappointment and discouragement and depression at another seemingly failed opportunity to cause me to quit, to stop doing what I was doing.
You asked the question at that time, and I remember it. What did we miss? We must have missed something.
Well, later that year, in November, Donald Trump was elected president. He wasn't supposed to win. She was supposed to win. But she didn't win because they did not allow the cheating to happen in the voting machines that just happened this last time. And it happened this last time because they allowed it to happen. And they allowed it to happen because they needed all of the evil people, the ones who worship Satan and do horrible things and control the economy and the money and the power and everything, to be exposed for the people of the United States to see.
And if they had intervened, if the Patriots and Donald Trump had intervened in this last election and prevented it from happening, there would never have been any way to prove it. But since he lost the election, quotes unquote, now the proof can come out.
Well, and the other thing is, the deep state would not allow him to do what needed to be done in order to make this transition. And they couldn't do that. I mean, they did it all during his first 4 years. They kept him on the defense. So this had to happen. What gave me absolute certain confidence, and Dennis, you can attest to this, I have not wavered at all in this.
That's right. None of us have here.
I have always maintained that the end of days scenario described in Matthew 24, 25, and in Revelation, and in Daniel 10, 11, and 12, because it didn't happen starting in 2012, it wouldn't happen. Because what the deep state is trying to do now is they're trying to make what they would have had control of in 2012 and 2016, right up until until 2019. They would have controlled the events going on in this world. Now, when I say control that, God is in control, always in control. But what we read about the beast out of the sea and the beast out of the earth and the trumpets and the bowls and the 42 months and the time, times, and half a time and all of that, what we read, if it didn't happen then, it is not going to happen. Now, there is another period of time where that would work out. But the end of that period of time would be in 2030, which is a little interesting to me because when this didn't work out, the cabal immediately switched to Agenda 2030, which would mean that the death road end time scenario could start in 2026. But somehow or another, the satanic cabal, rulers of the world, understand that if they don't get it done now, they're out of the picture. And they're out of the picture for good. When I say for good, I mean forever. I don't mean they're good. I mean they are out of they're out of this forever. That's why they are desperately working. They are trying to make up for the 4 years they were not in control in the United States. The plan with the current illegitimate president, Joe Biden, is to get things that for the deep state to get things accomplished as quickly as possible. And when I say quickly, I mean immediately. Because their plan is that by June or July, they are going to require everyone on the face of the earth to be vaccinated, and the vaccine will have the nanoparticles in it that will seat itself into the tissues of the injectee, and the cellular network around the world will turn these nanoparticles on. And the reason they needed the 5G around the world is it would only 5G would be able to handle the bandwidth required for all the information that they were going to use to keep track of everybody on the face of the earth. Well, here's the problem, why that won't happen. Now, what I've said, the problem for them, it isn't for us. This is why it won't happen. Because the 144,000 have not been sealed. the five wise bridesmaids, which if it represents 50% of those who have promised to keep the covenant, the Ten Commandments, which mainly is the Seventh-day Adventist Church, although they've totally lost their purpose. They're just basically like any mainstream Protestant church. They go to church on the seventh day. That's about the only difference, but they, you know, what's in a day to them. And so the kingdom is not at the marriage feast. And the kingdom needed to be at the marriage feast, and then they would be sent out to, quote-unquote, evangelize the world. They would inform the world of the truth. So that by the time that the mark of the beast was brought out, which would happen in the last 5 months of that 42-month period, by that time, basically everyone would have made their decision for or against the beast, to worship the beast. They would refuse his mark. They would be sealed with the seal of the living God. Where is that group of people?
They are still sound asleep. They're not, they don't exist.
That is why I can tell you with absolute certainty, the deep state globalist satanic cabal has been defeated. It is over with. It is history. This is the last dying, lashing out of a beast that never really got started before it was already defeated. Augustine made a statement which I find very, very true. It goes like this. Truth, like a lion, needs no defense. For all you need to do is release the lion, and he will defend himself, or it will defend itself. What the globalist satanic cabal have been desperately trying to do is to block the release of truth anywhere and everywhere they possibly can. I think the latest and greatest example of that is what has happened with the stock market and GameStop and the hedge funds and the banks, because the hedge funds and the banks are all bankrupt because of what happened with the stock. Joe and Jane Q. Public acted in a unified body to bring down the elitist financial cheaters who had bilked them out of trillions of dollars over the years by their insider trading and collusion and sticking it to the quote-unquote little guy. Well, the little guys all got together, and they stuck it to the beast. And now the beast is crying foul, and they want to remove all of the stock trading apps, and they want to change all the rules so this can never happen again. Too late. Pandora's jar has already been opened for the deep state globalist satanic worshipers. They can't put them all back in the jar and put the lid on. Trust, my friends. Trust is a very important quality to have. And you cannot trust if you don't have the truth. I have never heard anyone say, trust in the lies you believe in. Trust in the lies you hold to. And it will all work out for the good in the end. The only thing that you can have in lies is faith. Because faith allows you to believe a lie as though it were the truth. And you will not be held accountable for it in the end. When the God of truth comes, he says, well, I'm going to reward your strong faith. Even if you believe the lie, my reward is for steadfastness alone. So you can be steadfast in the truth, or you can be steadfast in a lie. You will receive your reward because of your steadfastness, not in what you chose to know. The devil is already beaten. The beasts of Revelation 13 and 17 will never see the light of truth.
They will never see the light of day either.
They are done. What we are seeing is the beginning of its death rattles. It is going down. And what we will experience, when I say we, I'm talking about those people who care about good, who care about family, who care about their neighbor and their fellow man, who care about God, who care about peace and fairness and justness. And that is the majority of people in the world. And that is why God has ensured that our future is bright.
And one of the ways we know that what you said is true about the quality of the majority of the people is that in this past election, by the numbers, not by the apparent votes, more than 80% of the United States voted for truth. Because they voted for Donald Trump. Donald Trump even won California.
Another point on that, this comes from Simon Parks. And one other person that I trust greatly. That it looks like he won every state. In a landslide, with the possible exception. exception of New York, but I'm hearing that he won New York also. Maybe not in a landslide, but he won New York. So all 50 states he won. Also, in a poll done by Politico just this last week, at least it was posted, published this last week, and it's gone over. So I don't know how long it went over, but they published it last week, that a whopping 11% of all United States citizens have a positive approval rating for Joe Biden.
What's that? Only
11% of the U.S. citizens polled approve of Joe Biden's president.
I've heard that.
What he's doing.
Which means 89% disapprove.
And that 11% are probably like people I know, that you can show them all the facts and evidence, all the truth, everything clear to see, and they will still tell you that you're a conspiracy theorist and you don't know what you're talking about. So what can you do?
Yep, and I think many of us have friends like that.
Revelation chapter 9. We're going to read about the sixth trumpet. The sixth angel blew his trumpet. Now, this is verse 13. Sixth angel blew his trumpet, and I heard a voice come out of the four horns of the golden altar in front of God. It spoke to the sixth angel with the trumpet and said, "Release the four angels that are chained up at the great river Euphrates." These four angels had been put there ready for this hour of this day, of this month, of this year. And now they were released to destroy a third of the human race. A third of the human race. I learned how many there were in their army. Twice 10,000 times 10,000 mounted men. In my vision, I saw the horses and the riders with their breastplates of flame color, hyacinth blue, and sulfur yellow. The horses had lions' heads, and fire, smoke, and sulfur were coming out of their nostrils. This, I have heard any number of interpretations of what all this is. The four angels that are releasing the waters of the great river Euphrates to cause the flood. This is war. This is a sixth trumpet war that is so bad that a third of men on the face of the earth,
a third of humanity,
are killed.
Wow.
Now turn to Revelation 16. Revelation And we'll start reading from verse 12. You know, years ago, when I asked a question, I was going to be presenting the Beast's Revelation, particularly the second Beast of Revelation. And it was in my Sabbath school class, and so there was they were all Seventh-day Adventists, and, you know, all quote-unquote good Seventh-day Adventists believed that Ellen White was a prophetess called by God to specifically prophesy to the Seventh-day Adventist Church and to evangelize the world.
And, by the way, I can say this with great definition, that from that one standard, I've always been a bad Seventh-day Adventist.
Well, she had said that the second beast of Revelation 13 was a symbol of the United States of America, and that it had two horns like the lamb, which they called the lamb-like beast. But its horns were the only thing that were like a lamb. The beast could have looked, you know, like a hideous werewolf or something. But, of course, no, they figured, well, they had to find a beast that was in America and that had two horns and a score. They settled on the buffalo, which actually isn't a buffalo, it's a bison. But anyway, she said that it was lamb-like because it had such a peaceful rise to power. And I told him, I says, how on earth could anyone say that the United States had such a peaceful rise to power when they slaughtered the native people? They fought two revolutionary wars. They fought a civil war. They fought a Mexican and Indian war. They fought a French and Indian war. They fought the Mexican war. I mean, they were fighting wars from the time before they became the United States.
War of 1812, where they fought Britain again.
That's why I said they fought two,
exactly.
Two revolutionary
right.
wars. So I knew that I needed to have some proof from the Bible to show that the second beast of Revelation 13 was not the United States, but was in fact the release from the abyss of the angel king, whose name is Abaddon and Apollyon.
Abaddon?
Biden. And that it was not the United States. So I could not find any biblical proof, and I needed it by that next Sabbath. So I prayed. You know, when you don't know where else to look, pray. And as I finished my question, if there's any place, anything in the Bible where I can find some way to prove that the second beast of Revelation 13 is the release of the devil from the abyss, please help me, because I don't know where else to look. As soon as I had asked, I heard the answer in my subconscious. Fifth bowl. Okay. But you know, what's interesting is that as soon as I heard fifth bowl, I knew how to make the proof. I mean, two words, but I knew exactly how to make the proof. Because I knew that the seven trumpets and the seven bowls all affect the same thing in the same order.
They just affect them in different ways.
And the fifth trumpet is the release of the angel king from the abyss. Or the sixth, the sixth. And the sixth bowl, the fifth bowl. That's right, fifth bowl, sorry. The fifth trumpet and the fifth bowl, the fifth trumpet's the release of the angel king from the abyss. The fifth bowl is poured out on the seat or throne of the beast. Which beast? The second beast of Revelation 13, the one that comes out of the ground, out of the earth. So I can say the same thing about the sixth trumpet and the sixth bowl. So the sixth bowl we read in Revelation 16, starting with 12. The sixth angel emptied his bowl over the great river Euphrates. All the water dried up, so that a way was made for the kings of the east to come in. Kings from the east? Huh. That's China. Have any of you heard anything about China lately? And what they've been trying to do? I heard something interesting about China. We know China's been trying to take over the world because the globalist satanic cabal has been using the CCP to basically bankrupt all the other countries of the world and then come in and take over and turn the world into a globalist, communist, socialist government. I guess there was a battle in the South China Sea a few days ago where that involved the Chinese Air Force and the United States Air Force.
United States Navy. Wasn't it Navy?
Oh, yeah, Navy.
Right.
But they were using the F-35 stealth fighters.
Right. Which they now
which
operate.
I get so outperformed and outclassed what China had that what was left of their Air Force went scurrying back into mainland China. There's also been an effort for the deep state globalists to find out just exactly how many F-35 stealth fighters Saudi Arabia has and how many parts and armaments and so on they have, because the plan is to start the sixth trumpet war with Iran attacking Israel, but with the recent peace agreement between Saudi Arabia and Israel, Saudi Arabia would come to the aid of Israel, and Israel, who has F-35 stealth fighters, and Saudi Arabia, who has F-35 stealth fighters, would be able to take care of anything that Iran could throw at them, which is why the globalist team has been trying to get into the Pentagon to get the information that they need about what Saudi Arabia has. But they have not been allowed in. What I'm saying is this. The first beast of Revelation 13 has raised its head out of the sea, but it will not be allowed to walk out onto the shore. You say, well, what does that mean? That means that all the elements are there. That the George Soros himself, and I heard him on a video or I heard him on something like that, said that if they don't gain control of the world at the beginning of 2021, their globalist plans will be vaporized, destroyed, never to be seen. That's why they are working so desperately hard right now to make it happen. That's why they want to have the Mark of the Beast in June or July. They have to. They have used every element of witchcraft and sorcery they know of to make this happen. But no amount of witchcraft or sorcery can sidetrack God or prevent God from accomplishing what God has purposed to accomplish. They can no longer manipulate reality to suit their purposes. Just as Satan and his fellow fallen angels and his humans that he was able to completely control, lost in the flood. Satan and his angels were not done away with, but the humans who they controlled completely, they were done away with. And Noah, whom they did not control, was spared, and his family with him. You see, what is different now is that Satan and his evil fellow insurrectionist spiritual beings control maybe 11% of the people of the world. Control completely. So God is not going to bring about the destruction of the earth as is described in Revelation, because the people are not wicked. They may be sinful, but they're not wicked. And the majority of the people, their heart is good. They care about their fellow man. They care about God. They worship a God they do not know, but that is not their fault. They've been lied to all their life. And even in all of that, in all the lies that they were brought up with, what was included in the lies was the truth of God. Not the truth about God, but the truth of God. And what I mean by that is They know there is a God, and they worship the God that they know of. You know, I know I have said, I'm sure that you have said at one time or another, when someone says, do you know so-and-so? And you go, well, I know of them, but I've never met them or I've never talked to them. That's what I'm saying. What God is preparing to do is to give the people of this earth peace and prosperity that they have never experienced before, that the evil satanic cabal has been preventing for
thousands.
Hundreds of thousands of years. And in that time of peace and prosperity, he will have his kingdom, the people of his kingdom, testifying to the truth about the true God, so that those who are willing to learn will receive the truth about God and worship, obey, and honor God in spirit and truth.
Just a quick aside that does have bearing on this. Why haven't we heard about this great battle in the South China Sea from the mainstream media? Why is it only on?
Because it's truth. You aren't going to hear the truth from the mainstream media.
See, there you go. Truth is anathema to the cabal, and the cabal owns lock, stock, and barrel the mainstream media.
Truth is the mortal enemy of lies, misinformation, narrative. And if the globalist media, who in the vast majority worship Satan, that's how they got to be who they are, if they ever spoke the truth, would kill their narrative.
It's interesting because Jesus spoke to this very thing in John 3, of all places. I'm going to read verses 19 through 21, and I want our listeners to think about this and to think about whether this applies right now, today. Jesus said, "This is the judgment, that light has come into the world, and men loved the darkness rather than the light, for their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light and does not come to the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But he who practices the truth comes to the light, so that his deeds may be manifested as having been wrought in God."
I want to describe the whole process. I've been working on trying to put together a visual depiction of what I'm describing. If you can imagine in your mind, say on the left side, you see a dragon spewing fire and surrounding him are flames, spiritual flames. That is the kingdom of the world. And the ruler of the kingdom of the world is the dragon, the great red dragon, that ancient serpent, the devil and Satan,
whom we see in Revelation 12 described just that way.
And in Revelation 11, where it describes where the two witnesses are killed, Sodom and Egypt. Now, Sodom, the only one who escaped Sodom was Lot and his two daughters. His wife got out, but she never left Sodom spiritually, which is why she turned into a pillar of salt. Egypt, we know, is where the children of Israel were when God contacted Moses. And God told Moses to have Pharaoh release the Hebrews so that he could bring them out into that wilderness where he was just talking to Moses, and he could instruct them in the ways of the true God in the heavens. They knew the ways of the gods in Egypt. What God needed to do in the wilderness was to remove the gods of Egypt from the intellect of the people and place in their intellect the knowledge, the working knowledge of the true God of their fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Two years in the wilderness, and God was unsuccessful in removing the gods of Egypt from the hearts and minds of the people. There were a couple of people that God was successful with that. And those two people, Caleb and Joshua, they entered the promised land. They were the only ones of that generation that did. Even Moses was not allowed to enter the promised land because of something he did which did not honor God. It did not cost Moses his eternal life, but it did cost him the right to enter the promised land.
Thank you, Rick, and thank you all for being here today. We encourage you to go back into our archives on Blog Talk Radio and take a look around, especially August 14 and 15, 2020. We encourage you to join us tomorrow at 10 a.m. Pacific time, right here on this Blog Talk Radio channel for another edition of the Revelation of Jesus with Rick Sterling. On behalf of Spirit of Truth Ministry, this is Dennis wishing you a brilliant day, a wonderful day, and we'll see you all tomorrow. Have a great day.